This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sharbadur Deuba visiting India on 1st of April. Prime Minister Deuba to meet his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi on 2nd of April. Majority of Nepali Congress central members stress forging electoral alliance with ruling parties in upcoming local level elections. President Vidyadevi Bhandari says people's access to justice is increasing through judicial committees. And Russian and Ukrainian negotiators set to resume face-to-face talks in Turkey on Tuesday. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sharbadur Deuba is leaving for an official visit to India on the 1st of April at the cordial invitation of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Prime Minister will be accompanied by his spouse Dr. Arju Rana Deuba. According to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the entourage of Prime Minister will comprise Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Narayan Khatka, other senior ministers, secretaries and government officials. During the visit, Prime Minister is scheduled to pay a courtesy call on Indian Vice President Venkaiah Naidu, and Prime Minister will also hold delegation-level talks with his Indian counterpart Modi at Hyderabad House on the 2nd of April. Similarly, the External Affairs Minister as well as the National Security Advisor of the Government of India will call on Prime Minister Deuba. The Prime Minister will address the gathering of business leaders in New Delhi. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to visit Varanasi before returning to Kathmandu on the 3rd of April. The majority of Nepali Congress central members have expressed their views on keeping the existing ruling alliance intact in the upcoming local level elections. Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Ran Mahat informed that the majority of the leaders in the Central Working Committee meeting held today stressed the need for forging an electoral alliance among ruling parties in the local level elections as per their needs. The party spokesperson further said that the next Central Working Committee meeting scheduled for tomorrow would decide on matters of electoral alliance. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has said the access of common people to justice has increased through judicial committees. Inaugurating the National Conference of Judicial Committees organized by Pokhara Metropolitan City today, the President said alternative measures have been taken to resolve disputes at the local level through the judicial committees. On the occasion, President Bhandari also drew the attention of the concerned sites to manage the adequate resources required to make the work of judicial committees more effective. The Election Commission has decided to recognize the election symbols of small parties in the ballot paper to contest for the upcoming local level elections. Organizing a press meet today, the Election Commission said the small parties would be allowed to use the election symbols that were provided during the time of party registration for the upcoming local level election. The six parties that have been recognized as national level ones will get the election symbols printed on the ballot papers. Similarly, the election symbols of small parties will be printed on the ballot papers considering the districts where the individual small parties intended to nominate their candidates. The Ministry of Health and Population is to administer vaccine against typhoid, targeting children from 15 months to 15 years of age. According to Ministry Joint Spokesperson Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, a nationwide vaccination campaign would kick off from the 8th of April to the 1st of May. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi! मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस् नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
श्रम ऐन 2074 को पालना गरौं। श्रमिक श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं।
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Nepal defeated Papua New Guinea by 15 runs in the first match of the triangular T20 international cricket series. The host Nepal defeated Papua New Guinea in the first match played at the Tribhuvan Cricket Ground in Kirtipur today. Chasing Nepal's victory target of 184 runs, Papua New Guinea lost all their wickets in 19.2 overs and were all out for 168 runs. For Nepal, Karan Kesi and Sandeep Lamichhane took 3 wickets each, while Avinash Pohra took 2 wickets. Invited to bat first, Nepal scored 183 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Asif Sheikh collected 43 runs, while Rohit Podal scored 34 runs for Nepal. Nepal will now play its second match against Malaysia on Wednesday in the series involving Nepal, Papua New Guinea and Malaysia. Papua New Guinea and Malaysia will face each other tomorrow. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russian and Ukrainian negotiators are set to resume face-to-face peace talks in Turkey this week. Before the talks, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky insisted on territorial integrity of his country, despite earlier suggestions he was ready for compromise on the eastern Donbas region. In an address to the nation late Sunday, Zelensky said he wanted peace as soon as possible, but set out his negotiating red lines. But in an earlier comment made to Russian journalists, Zelensky had adopted a different tone, saying Ukraine was willing to assume neutral status. Meanwhile, Moscow has said that the talks in Turkey between officials from Russia and Ukraine may begin on Tuesday. And Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan agreed in a telephone call on Sunday for Istanbul to host the discussion, which Turkey hopes will lead to a ceasefire. At least 19 people have been killed in an armed attack in the state of Michoacán in western Mexico. According to the local media reports, gunmen moved into an illegal cockfighting pit in the community of Chinajas and opened fire. The motive behind the attack is not clear yet, but a number of criminal gangs operate in the region. Forensic experts said all the victims in the incident had been killed by gunshots. Officials said those killed included 16 men and 3 women. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country plans to develop more powerful weapons. His remark came today after his country launched the first intercontinental ballistic missile since 2017. The statement published by the official Korean Central News Agency on Monday suggested that North Korea might perform additional launches or even test a nuclear device soon. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous region of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and it will be fair in rest of the country. Brief rain or thundershowers are also likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Province 1. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Shir Bahadur Deuba visiting India on 1st of April. Prime Minister Deuba to meet his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi on 2nd of April. Majority of Nepali Congress central members stress forging electoral alliance with ruling parties in upcoming local level elections. President Bidya Devi Bhandari says people's access to justice is increasing through judicial committees. And Russian and Ukrainian negotiators set to resume face-to-face talks in Turkey on Tuesday. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this app, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.